We've seen a rise in migrants and asylum seekers at the U.S.-Mexico border. Many come from Guatemala and head to places in the U.S. where they know people, places like Oakland, California. And some speak an indigenous language called Mam. It's creating a language gap for people who want to help the newcomers. KQED's Farida Jobvila Romero went to a class where English and Spanish speakers are learning the Mam language.
A handful of adults sit in the Latinx Cultural Center at Laney Community College in Oakland. They practice saying good afternoon in Mam with teacher Henry Sales. Later, Sales writes on the whiteboard, "Let's go eat," and shows students word by word. The students laugh at themselves through practice. It's not easy to find a place to learn Mam in the United States. So Mirta Ninayawar is glad this class now exists. She volunteers at a Sunday school where many of the kids only speak Mam.
I want them to hear me speak Mam so that they see that I'm also learning and trying hard to learn a different language, because that's what they're doing.
She wants the kids to feel proud of their language and culture.
I say bantashleha for good afternoon. I hope I said that right. And then chonti is really easy because that's thank you. And we always try to teach the kids good manners.
It helps the kids open up, she says. They trust her more.
And even the parents, too, if I greet them and Mom, they smile. And I think they feel that I care more about them.
There's no official count of Mam people in the United States. The first waves of Mam Guatemalans began arriving in Oakland, at least, in the 1980s, during that country's civil war. Since then, the community has grown rapidly to at least several thousand in Oakland, as more people have migrated from Guatemala, leaving extreme poverty and gang violence. And as more Mam speakers come, the city needs people able to talk to them, to connect them to schools and services.
As there's so many newcomers, they're having a great need to serve those people, and what they found out is that they don't speak Spanish necessarily.
Arturo Davila is a Spanish professor that coordinates the Latinx Cultural Center at Laney College. He says they've gotten requests for Mam interpreters.
Interpreters for medical clinics or legal clinics.
In some ways, people from the Mam community are finding Oakland more accepting of their indigenous culture than their home country, says Mam teacher Henry Sales. He's 25 years old and also works as an interpreter in immigration court.
Now that I'm here, I understand my rights and I understand like who we are. And now I feel proud and I will teach anyone who would like to learn the language.
It's not easy for Mam speakers new to the United States, and especially the Bay Area. Housing is very expensive. Families cram together in small apartments. And it can just be hard to navigate life here if you don't speak English or Spanish. But Sales thinks he and this class can help change that.
I love it. I love, you know, connecting communities.
At the end of class, Sales writes down the phrase for any questions?
Look at this.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at this.
Oh, man.
One word has four consonants together.
It looks so easy. Atom-k-sh-he-l-li.
But then, after practice,
Bingo.
They get it. For The World, I'm Farida Jabala Romero, Oakland, California.